Are you happy this moment's finally here? How happy are you?
It's always exciting to make an NFL roster. So, you know.
Not that there was ever a doubt you were going to be on this roster.
Well, I mean, there's always a doubt. You know, nothing's ever for certain. But, you know, I've been prepared, in shape, ready to go. So, yeah, there's always a level of excitement going into the season, but it's like that every year.
Is this season or this particular moment for you any different than other regular seasons that you've gotten ready for, just because of the sheer expectations coming here, working with Tom, what's expected every year with the Patriots?
I think it's the same. You know, it's like I said, there's always an excitement coming out of training camp and going into the regular season, and the games starting to mean something, and all going towards the goal of getting to the playoffs. So I think that you know, taking it a game by game, it's the same the process that I've had for the last 9 NFL seasons, taking it game by game and going out there and making the plays.
Brandon, did it surprise you at all that when the final cuts were made, there were only 4 of you at your position, and now they've just traded for Greg Salas?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know any of that.
You don't know any of what?
Whatever you're talking about.
There were only 4 receivers on the roster.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't been paying attention.
Okay, I'm informing you now. There were 4 receivers on the roster. There are now 5. Does that surprise you at all, given how much this is a passing offense? And
no.
Why not?
When you look at the business, though, when you see guys like Gaffney and Stallworth and Branch, guys right. that have had success in this league for a long time,
yeah.
had success here, go. You said there's always a doubt. Is that sort of proof to you and sort of your reaction to having some veterans like that be cast aside?
Well, I said nothing's for certain, mm-hmm. right? So, yeah, I mean, it was a competitive camp. You know, there was not. I haven't been in a camp that was that competitive at the wide receiver position, where guys had so much experience, past experience with the starting quarterback, had success in the NFL, and then we're just like all battling out for, you know, a couple spots. So it was definitely competitive, and you know, and that's just the way it shook out. You know, these guys understood what was, you know, we all understood what we were competing for by signing here, and you know, and then it was up to the coaching staff and how we ultimately how we practiced and played to who make the team.
What can you tell us about Greg? I mean, just your time with him at all? Anything about Greg as a receiver? You got to know something about him as a receiver. Slot guy, outside guy, good hands, smart kid, big, fast.
Can you
fast.
Identify him?
Yeah. Can you pick him out of a lineup?
I can identify him.
Man, you're tough. Is he lefty, righty?
Right.
Movies?
No, I don't know. I mean,
but how much is a reminder of it for you? It's a business. You know, when you see a guy like Deion, who's done so much in this league, has so much respect in this locker room, go. I mean, it's the difference between the NFL and college.
Like I said, we all knew what we were getting into by coming to training camp here in New England, and I think we all did our best to try to make the team and be productive members on the roster.
Will you notice the intensity changing here? Because this is now we're getting going here this week, and it's time for
the season
opener.
Okay.
No.
We'll get in trouble,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
But do you notice the intensity pick up here this week because Sunday it's go here, day one?
Game I don't know. It's my first week. So
you've worked with Josh McDaniels before.
Right.
What have you noticed about, you know, this Patriots offensive unit and how the system works here?
What do you mean?
So, you know, with Tom Brady, it seems like year after year, the offensive efficiency is very high. Have you noticed, you know, anything that would give you credit to that, or just the way things go about here?
I think it's just the attention to details. You know, everybody's really focused on doing the small things right, and that's from the coaching staff down to the players. So I think that's what separates them.
A lot is made of comfort level and getting to know who you're working with.
Right.
How much more comfortable do you feel now than you did, let's say, at the beginning of camp?
You know, it's, I don't know, there's not a
do you,
point.
Do you feel more comfortable, though? Like, you know the system a lot better and what's expected here inside the scheme than you did at the beginning, I assume.
I knew it pretty well when I got here.
Yeah. No, but so if you knew it pretty well when you got here, you know it even better now.
Did you notice the sun came up today?
Oh, thanks.
Yes. Thank you.
We're playing with Solace, though.
Yeah.
Under the Josh McDaniel system.
Right.
Can you see him fitting in well here since you know you both played under the same
level? I don't know.